में ऑपरेटेड मी एंड इंजेक्टेड मी आई वाज थिंकिंग दैट सो पेन बट पॉसिबली इंजेक्टेड एंड व्हेन आई बिकेम प्योर और नाउ आई एम रियलाइजिंग हिज मर्सी व्हाट काइंड ऑफ सनातन गोस्वामी एंड रघुनाथ दास गोस्वामी आर इन सेम मूड बट ही इज मोर नियरर टू रूप गोस्वामी सो ही हैज प्रेड बाई वन श्लोक टू सनातन गोस्वामी एंड ऑल श्लोक फॉर रूप गोस्वामी सो वी टू चूज दिस काइंड ऑफ एसोसिएशन फॉर इनक्रीजिंग और fully and heartily, no duplicity, nothing. Don't be duplicity like myself.
What is the definition of duplicity?
Worldly desires and also bad desires. This is duplicity. Prest mane priya. Priya mane? Beloved. They are beloved, Narad, Sanak Sanandan, all. But they have not this thing. They are not serving Srimati Radhika. They are not only Dasi of Radhika. Mostly they are all servants. Servant is Dasi Bhav. They know. We know that he is so much rich person. But I am not rich person. They know all these things. But Uddhav, Narad are thirsty for having this prem. What prem? Radha Dasya, Manjari Bhav. So Praishai Rapi, Asulabham. Not Sulabham, Asulabham. They have not that thing, Radha Dasya. They are not kinkari of Radha. They are a realized soul. They are parikar of Bhagavan, but not he. No bread break like this. Prasthai rapi asulabham. They are beloved, but yet they are premibhav, but having not this type of prem.
The jiva not coming from Krishna Lila. Why does it say that we revive that relationship, or that we have forgotten that relationship since we have never experienced it? Why the words revive or forget?
Revive.
To revive
Krishna
means.
Krishna Bhuli. Say, Anadi Barimu. It is given, this answer has been given in Anadi word. Anadi means?
Without beginning.
So, the reason is not in this word. Anadi. Mane never he met Krishna. Anadi. No idea.
Why is the word forgotten used so often?
There is no other word. That is well. No other. That is. It is part wild. Those who have no sense in Paramatma, for them it has been told. You should see the sun is shining on the branches of this tree. Why it has been told that sun is on the branch of?
Just because we can't think any differently.
That is right. Like this has been told. It is certain that if anyone can see Krishna, he will never fall in the trap of Maya. He cannot. If sadhak cannot fall in the trap of Maya, what to siddha? Those who are always testing Krishna.
there is no Maya, illusory Maya there. If he was there, no illusory Maya there, how to forget Krishna? It is, has been told in Gita. Or
Eat any beautiful, more than I'm seeing any beautiful thing. But if I will see more beautiful, then I will attract it to more beautiful things.
Mm-hmm.
If there is statue, but I see Param Drishta, Param Drishta means?
Higher taste.
Then lower taste automatically. And that is why the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, and those who are going on the footprint of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they don't take any little parisam, labor to control mind. They never do anything to control mind. They only control it by always engaging mind in hearing Harikatha, chanting and remembering and all of that. Because rasa parjam raso aptasya parama dritva nivartate, that rasa is more than this rasa, worldly rasa. Worldly rasa is also engaged mind, and this mind has made up by these all things. So it always comes and engages in all worldly rasa. But if you engage mind always more beautiful, more rasastra than these, and this is Krishna, mind will have no time to come. So we don't want to control mind, but mind automatically is controlled. How? By giving more interested things. World is beautiful somehow, but Krishna is more beautiful. Gopis are more beautiful. Golok is more beautiful. There, in this world there are so many rasas, but these rasas are like bees.
Poison.
At first day, at the time of beginning, they seem so rasamay. But the fruit becomes opposite. Everything, Purusha and Istri, each other, anything, beautiful thing, mango is so stressful. If I take more than what I can
digest,
then it will be like this. I prefer ghee, but if I will take more ghee, what I want, then it will be like this. So everything in this world like this. But these are not. So if anyone can engage mind in all these things, always, then mind automatically will be
controlled.
That is why we don't mind passing. We try to engage our mind all the time, the philosophy. But worldly person, especially ladies, they cannot keep any secret in their heart. Is it any secret? Samaj Rai, what you have written to England, don't
write any letter, anything.
Though it is not sacred, but ladies cannot. You are also like him.
I'm trying much harder than I am.
You should try.
Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur talks about when Krishna dressed up as Radharani and Radharani played the flute, and she dressed up as Krishna and she attracted Krishna and the other gopis. So is she really thinking that she's Krishna, or is it just joke?
It is called anubhav. That mood comes, but it is anubhav of prem or mahabhav. Understand? I say that you are laughing. Why you are laughing? Anything is going on hurt, overdressed, and then you become lost. So there is frame there towards Krishna. And when this frame goes up, then so many anubhav, 33, comes. Sometimes laughing, sometimes sleeping, sometimes so many things. Sad, sometimes mutha, senseless, so many things. Oh, sometimes like this. But it is inner mood there is something. That is why it is. Sometimes all are anubhav for a little time, and after that they are covered. So this is the anubhav of prem towards Krishna. Not a sthayi bhav. This is anubhav of a sthayi prem. Understand?
So there's some temporary feeling.
Temporary. Another way will come and cover it. So she jealous thing, for a moment it comes that I am Krishna and doing like so. But after some time it is covered and another mood comes.
Sister has a question. In Harinam Chintamani it says that Hela Nama Bhat chanting with disregard and neglect. What is the difference between Hela Nam and the tenth offense? What is the difference between Hela Nama Bhat and Nama Parat or inattentive chanting?
Well, it depends on mood. If you were
raised and
doing it, then it is namapara. And then knowing it, ordinary way, telling. Helanam, no proper giving respect, then it is helanam. And if you have faith, then it will be enough.
She's asking about yavadana and disruption in chanting. Can you
explain? It is written there. What is written there?
Yavadana or disruption in chanting. Can you explain that? What is
Yavadana? Yavadana means you are chanting. At the same moment, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna is not coming in our conception, in our mood, but only.
Something else.
Money system. Or anyone has told me anything, a business, and that is appointed. What is desire? I should also take the revenge. How to take? And Hare Krishna. So there are less and less kinds of this. You are chanting Hare Krishna in advance. Oh, it is so hot, I should go to Puri. All these are. When you chant name, always try to keep mind there.
Krishna's Kataraj describes Radha Kund in the midday pastime. So when he describes Vrindavan in Raj Riti Chintamani, you said that actually the trees are not made of jewels, but it's more than that. But in the description of Radha Kund, it says there are many jeweled pavilions and mosaic tiled floors.
Only for us. Yes. That they have so much regard for them. The flowers are more beautiful than jewels and all this. The flowers can give less and less jewels. The trees are chintamani. All these things are chintamani. Only gopis take them and in anger. Yeah, what?
Ankle bell.
You, nothing. Chintamani. The deer, so gardened of flowers, six flowers of Vrindavan. The flowers are always in bloom and with fragrance. They can attract the nose of Krishna. But golden and jewels, what they will do? Flowers are so sweet and so soft. And pebbles
are.
These are very light flowers. And they? If thousands of jewels will be given in the garland of Krishna, then Krishna will be like this. So hard, no sweet fragrance, no soft. They have any quality?
Just shining.
What shining? Fire is more shining than that. Fire can be given in your
neck.
Body and neck. What is? So, Prajavasi don't use.
So even in a book like Govinda Lilamrita, there's descriptions for the ordinary person.
It may be. But I think they are not golden, and then if they are golden, then what is the difference between this gold and that gold? Golden color it means of flowers and so many things. There the earth is of golden and chintamani, then it is so hard. So, and if the sun rays are there, then it will be so warm. How Krishna and gopis and all others can walk there? But this, the land should be so soft, butter. If all are chintamani, how? Only chintamani means as everything can they give, so it has been called chintamani.
For devotee is beyond duality of happiness and distress, heat and cold. So when we see that a pure devotee appears to be weak or ill, how do we see that? Because we know that he's transcendental.
What about your Gurudev?
Yeah, he would say sometimes that he was sick. But so how should we see it? Because we know he was transcendental. Because we read it in the scriptures. He can't be touched by heat or cold. for the mountain maker.
He will be seen.
It may look like he's sick.
No, no. He will be seen.
Seen?
Anyone can see him?
Not the real him. Not his spiritual form. Not his spiritual form.
Then? Who is he? To whom you are seeing seek?
But even his so-called material body is transcendental.
We should think like so. What is he? These are not Leela. Like Krishna also, used to feel pain. He used also the arrows here and there. He was also treated, medical help taking. He was also sleeping, taking rest, doing all these things, in transcendental things. How it will be?
Well, there's transcendental sentiments. When he sleeps, he is not in ignorance. He's, you know, still fully conscious.
We'll have to imagine. We may not realize. Because we are not transcendental. When we are transcendental, then we can realize.
So should we think that he is in pain, or not in pain, or he is weak, or not weak?
We will think that he is transcendental, doing like Narlila. We are also like the same. We are not doing Narlila, but we are Nar. But you should know that I am not transcendental. One day I may be, but not.
I have a question about the painting.
You have so many questions, not only one.
I showed you the painting of this the other day. And here she's holding a plate in her hand, the plate of fruit. So somebody told me that instead of that kind of plate, I should make this plate with the handle.
Maybe.
Which is better? The one with the handle or just the plate?
Like this.
With the handle.
It may be like this. This is up to date fashion.
Oh.
I think. And this is original.
Okay.
No?
Yeah. Also, you see the jewelry in the sketch on the hand and the feet? There's that type of jewelry. Should I put that on the hands and feet?
Yes.
Okay. Would you?
What's this about?
This is for the painting.
No, no. What I told you,
told me about
Park Sangam.
About the pure devotee?
It is good suggestion or not?
Whatever you say is good because you see it. You see it.
You don't feel like so.
You see it face to face, so you know what's modern and what's ancient.
What do you mean by bhavavish?
What do you mean?
If
Roop
Manjari, any bhav comes and I am so much absorbed in that, that I am thinking that I am that Dharigan. Understand?
I'm thinking I'm Roop Manjari,
I'm thinking of Rumanjari. Thinking and thinking and thinking. How came into my
heart?
and my bhav and that bhav become one. Then it is called bhava.